Welcome to Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. If you have questions about how to build your weight loss business, Carol Clark has answers. Join her each week as she and her expert guests share actionable steps to better outcomes for your clients and more revenue and referrals for you. It's time to experience your ultimate success and enjoy what you do each and every day.
Hello, it's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach, and today I want to talk to you about three ways that you can streamline your patient education, which saves you time, saves your staff time, helps your patients be able to be educated on their schedule, and it also can help a little bit from a medical legal perspective because you can have documentation that they actually watched the video or whatever it was that you required for them to do in terms of education, and you can just reinforce it in the office versus doing so much of that education right there. We all know that face-to-face is best, but we're in a very mobile society, and patients want and demand having some different ways of being educated, and they want something that's convenient for them. I know I have a staff member who's going to be having surgery soon, and I was just talking with her yesterday, and one of her biggest frustrations is she actually literally has to go into the physician's office and watch a DVD in the office before she has the surgery. So it's going to be very inconvenient for her. Granted, it's an additional copay for the physician and she can sign her consents while she's there, but there is a better way to do that, and she would be much more happy and satisfied if she could view that in the privacy of her own home with her loved ones versus having to go into the office, take time off work. And so this is the society that we're in. It's a very mobile society, and we need to be able to participate in the ways that people want to be educated. And as we know, they learn many different ways, but video is a great way to do it. So one of the ways to do that is via online webinars. And online webinars is great because you can actually teach people live, or you can make it what we call evergreen, where they can access it when they want. You can give them access to that. You can also include PDFs of written materials. You can include tests. There's so many ways for you to do this online. One of my favorite ways to do it is using a very simple application, and it's called Zoom. So Zoom.us, I'm not an affiliate. I just use it and I love it. And I use it for as I'm doing trainings and as I build out my membership sites. I've done it for physicians as they do trainings, and we build out a membership site for people to go in and access all their education. But it's a great way for you to take everything that you say all the time, put it into a presentation, whether or not you're using slides, and actually present that and know that the information your patients are getting is information from you. Now, granted, there's lots of canned trainings out there, and some of them are very great, and you can actually include that too in your membership site if you want to, or use that when you're doing your live training. You can use some of the video clips that you find in those. So there's so many creative ways to do it, and patients can be interacting with you on the webinar. You can do it live, like I said, or you can do it as an evergreen avenue for them to see in their membership site. We use it for fitness videos, our physician working out. We use it for even putting in a few little testimonials as bonus motivation. We do so much stuff in our membership site, and patients love it. They can do it at their leisure, and if they want to do some things live, we make that opportunity available to them every week as well. So online webinars is a great way to streamline patient education, and it takes some of the things that you do over and over and over again, and it systematizes it. We all know that when you have systems in place, it does a lot of things. Number one, it makes for a very consistent patient experience. Number two, it saves time. Sure, it takes time to set it up on the outset when you're trying to get that all together, but there's plenty of tools to help make that simple. I help people do it all the time. We've done it very successfully in different practices, and there's other people out there, and you can do it yourself pretty easily nowadays. So that's one other option, but it actually streamlines and makes things much more consistent. So that's one way. The other thing is publishing. And I know I mentioned it, I know, you know, I'm a publisher, but people, when you have things that you do a lot, you give the same education, you can actually put it into very cost-effective little pamphlets, books, all that sort of thing, and it's never been easier to get those printed at a very affordable price through a few different avenues. You can create an account at Ingram Spark, and you can upload your own things. You can do it on Amazon. You can utilize some online printing services. Like I said, I'm not an affiliate for any of these. I'm just telling you some of my favorites. I use Vistaprint. I use Zoo Printing. There's just literally very little that you can't create on your own anymore and get published or get put together. For true publishing, there is a lot of moving parts and it can be hard to keep track of. But if you have information created and you want to go ahead and try to do that, they have tutorials and that sort of thing. You can assign it to one of your staff, work with them on that, or let me know and I can help guide through that. But there's so many great ways that you can actually publish your materials and have that readily available in your office to gift your patients, branded to you. So that's another great way to streamline your patient education and keep your name out there in their home and with all the materials that you send them. The other thing you can do is virtual training. You can do, it's kind of like a webinar, but this is more of a true virtual training where you're doing training on a regular basis and you actually keep it into a membership site. So you do that to keep it fresh. Done it for lots of different, for weight loss in a number of different ways. And I'm actually starting to do that for weight loss practice builders. So having some membership sorts of things and some trainings in there that either the physician or their staff can use. So look forward to that. But that's another way that you can streamline your patient education. So those are my top three. I don't want to use up a lot of your time, but I wanted to share that with you, get you thinking about it and realizing how much it could help you in your practice and also your staff, saving time and also systematizing things. So the three ways, once again, were online webinars, publishing, and then also virtual training and a membership site. So that's what I have for you today. Reach out to me and let me know if there's something else you want me to cover. I love everything about practice management. I've done it literally for 20 years. I'm in the trenches. I still do manage a practice today, and I just love helping physicians optimize their practice and gain more revenue and also systematize things. So reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. I look forward to it. In the meantime, you take care.
That's all for this episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and visit weightlosspracticebuilder.com to stay up to date on more ways to build a successful practice that you love with results, revenue, and referrals. We look forward to having you join us next time.